Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I keep a clear mind, you know, but I wouldn't say frustration, but you kind of ticked off because our defense just put us in a great spot, and then for us to turn the ball back over us, we can't have that, you know. And shout out to defense because they played a great game.
I was happy with some of the runs yesterday. He got out of the pocket a few times when we really needed him to, and got us some yards and saved us a couple times. I give him a lot of credit because he was under duress a few times where, you know, in that kind of a game, he made some decisions too to protect the football, which was big. So I thought he played a really smart game that way. We had some quarterback runs called. They took away the quarterback, you know, a number of times. They're not always going to let him run either. So
you heard from Lamar Jackson, then you just heard from John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson and whether or not he's using his legs, and Harp's is fine with what he did in Cleveland. Alas, the Ravens are riding a 4-game winning streak, and Snoop Huntley played the first of those 4. Lamar's played the last 3. Now, the first one, he was AFC Offensive Player of the Week. It wasn't exactly a tour de force Lamar performance, but 4 touchdowns, 143.2 pass rating. The last 2 weeks, not great. 87.7 rating, 47.6 in Cleveland, threw a couple picks. Any concern about Lamar Jackson as the Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow getting ready for the Jets?
Yeah, I have concern. I mean, Lamar without his legs is still a really good quarterback. It's still a great quarterback. It's not an otherworldly quarterback. And it's not the kind of quarterback who can cover up all the other ills going on with this roster, especially at a time where the roster, offensive line and defensive line, leaves a lot to be desired. So, yes, he's been banged up for sure. But you can go back his entire career, including 2018, when he obviously didn't start taking over as the starter until, what, 10 games into the season? So we're going into week 12. He has 39 carries for 226 yards. He's never had fewer than 54 carries at this point in the season, and he's never had fewer than 258 yards. And again, that was 2018 when he was coming in for a play here and a play there the first 2 months of the season. You know, last year at this time, he had 95 carries for 584 yards. The year before that, 101 carries for 535. The year before that, 97 for 666. I mean, he's basically had 40% of the rushing attempts that he would normally through 11 weeks of a season. The threat hasn't even really been there. How much of that is him protecting himself? How much of that is them protecting him? I don't know. How much of that has been, well, some of these opponents he just hasn't had to do it against, I guess. But it doesn't look like a Ravens offense on a lot of levels. And that's one of the primary ones. And I don't think that this is just flicking a switch. And I don't think, I don't think he's fully healthy. And I'm not sure he's going to be fully healthy.
Am I concerned in the short term? No. Am I concerned in the long term? Absolutely. Because if this team is to make the playoffs, if they're going to go on a run, Lamar Jackson's going to have to use his legs. He's going to have to put on the cape to win football games. And he just hasn't looked right really all year, but especially in this stretch where in the three games since returning from injury, he's got 18 carries for 60 yards. You're talking 3.3 yards per carry for Lamar Jackson. And we talked yesterday about the red zone struggles, and Lamar plays a part in that. At 50% completion percentage, when it's goal-to-go situations, he's 7 for 15. Heck, even just short yardage in general, yards to go, 1 to 3 yards, he's 8 for 15 in those situations, all way below his career average in terms of completion percentage. So Lamar's got to be better. He doesn't look right now. And do they need him to put on the cape Sunday against the Jets? No. But if they have aspirations of getting to a Super Bowl, he's going to need to get right.
It's concerning to me because he has not looked either comfortable or willing to really use his legs to the level we're used to seeing Lamar Jackson, I would argue, this season and the last couple weeks. And I'll take you back to the first play of the game Sunday, where Lamar Jackson, at 100% of his abilities, is beating Carson Schwessinger to the spot on the very first play of the game where it was a read option. He kept it. Instead, he didn't seem to either want or be able to take it to that gear, and was stopped for no gain or a loss of one on that play. I am concerned of, and I don't know whether it's something that he's been dealing with all year. I think it is, because he hadn't seemed right the whole season.
I don't think he's right. I think he's more hurt than they're letting on. Like, look, tackle avoided percentage as a starting quarterback by year: 22.4, 21.4, 24.5, 30.9, 27.7, 30.5. This year, 17.8. I mean, that's not the same guy. Mm-mm. Like, that's not even in the vicinity of the same guy. Like, you can go back through his whole career. By this time in the season, every other year he's been a starter, except for one, he scrambled at least 32 times by this point in the season. This year he's done it 15 times. He only has 134 scramble yards on the season. I mean, we're almost to Thanksgiving. Like, it's not the same, and is some of it because some of these defenses have been more equipped to do it? I mean, yeah, maybe, I guess, but he's not as spry. He's not as nimble. He's not leaning into it as much. I think he's more hurt than we're letting on, and I think that, coupled with the fact the one deep guy who at least could be a decoy now isn't even there, and the offensive line stinks, mm-hmm. and even Derrick Henry is not last year's Derrick Henry. I think all that is not bringing out the best in him right now. And at a time when they probably need him to put on the cape, not maybe so much against the Jets, but these next three games and thereafter, and take games over physically, I'm just not sure that's what we're going to get.
I'm not so sure either. And you bring up the deep ball of it all, Jason. He's 28th out of 34 qualified QBs in pass attempts, traveling 20 air yards beyond the line of scrimmage. By comparison, obviously, Lamar's missed some games.
Sure.
J.J. McCarthy has 5 more attempts, and he's played in 2 less games. And yes, he's got Justin Jefferson, you can say it, but it's telling. That hasn't been a phase in this offense where last year it was so good. But the other aspect of it, guys, is in real time, they had that early bye week, and it was needed, right? They were banged up, they're 1-5, but now, conversely, there's not a week off coming.
No.
You're not going to be the one seed. Like, you got to go the rest of the way, and that's going to be difficult.
Let me just say this. Would I be surprised if he started running more in those 3 weeks, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati again? No, because he's like an enigma in that way. Like, if he just started to do that, am I confident he's going to do that? No. But would I be completely surprised? That's a no as well, because just...
I'd be surprised if it got markedly effective. I'd be surprised if it became a big part of sustaining drives. Like, the other element of it is, through weeks 1 through 11 for his entire career, outside of this year, he averages over 3 yards before contact. This year, 1.87. And that's not getting better. And we saw it even before the injury, him trying to move up in the pocket and getting caught from behind. Like, I just don't think that he trusts this O-line. I don't think there's a lot of synergy and chemistry there. And, like, Ricard's Ricard. He's been back for a while now. Like, I don't think the fullback is the elixir. I think they've got some issues. And I think there's some trust issues, and I think there's some frustration issues. And again, I don't think he's nearly as healthy as they want you to believe.
I think the interesting part of your question, Ken, is will he run more during that stretch? You would think so, but what does it look like? Maybe it's more like that first play in Cleveland where it's not as effective as it has been.
Now, he did have the one nice run on the first drive at the end where he got the ball, I think, down to the five. But that, like, usually in a Lamar Jackson football game, we get multiples of those. That was it. That one on the very first drive, which he almost scored. He got tripped up, I think, at the five-yard line.
Yeah, it's one of the many things they need to work on and improve on as an offense. And it's kind of the thing that we've taken the most for granted since he came into the league, because that otherworldly athleticism immediately set him apart from anybody else. It's a problem for me.
We will get back into this in a little bit, but we have a massive Tuesday show guest-wise on the program. We'll talk to our own Cordell Woodland coming up at 5 o'clock. And Jim Bowden, is this the year the Orioles spend some real money in free agency? Mm-hmm. Former exec, he's now with the Athletic, CBS Sports. We'll talk to Jim Bowden at 5:30.
Well, and the first baseman that I wanted to pursue is already gone.
Josh Naylor went back to Seattle.
Years, less than $100 million.
Yeah.
Full no trade.
Yep.
So you think they're getting Pete Alonso? Stop. Uh-huh. Stop. Stop. Stop.
No.
They're frauds until proven otherwise. Prove me wrong. You frauds.
Yeah. Well, then you'd have to apologize.
I'll gladly.
Yeah.
Ben's our professional fraud.
Yes,
assessor.
You are. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is a fraudologist.
It's been complete. It's been quintessential fraudology out of the warehouse since they started running their mouth about liftoff. Fraud.
Speaking of frauds, that Ravens offensive line has been fraudulent this year. What the heck's going on with the run game, with the offensive line? Is anything fixable? We'll discuss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Next here on The Fan. If you just look at the numbers, you're like, yeah, Ravens had a decent day on the ground, 184 yards, 6 yards a carry, but the red zone was an abject failure. So yesterday, John Harbaugh had his weekly Monday press conference, and he was asked about his offensive line.
You put the best five players out there. The best five players are the guy, the best of the guys, five guys who are playing the best. That's what you do. It's not even a hard answer. So the question is pretty much, yeah, we're putting the best five players out there, and they're playing pretty darn good. Can they play better? Sure. And you evaluate it play by play. Every single position, you evaluate it play for play for play for play. And some plays are great. Some plays are good. Some plays need to be better. You want them to be better, and you try to improve on them. So that's how it goes with every position. So, and there's always going to be areas where, you know, that from one game to the next can play better or whatever. So that's how it works. You put your team out there and you compete. That's what we've been doing. So all of our guys, including our offensive line, you know, fight and compete and get after it, you know, and that's what those guys are doing too. So none of our positions are perfect, and they're not perfect either. So, but they're trying to be, So we put our best group out there and we fight. That's what we do.
So he said a lot there. And a couple things I'll agree with. They're trying, they're fighting. I think they think this is their best five.
Yeah.
They're playing darn good football. Part of it, though, I think you can push back a lot there.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're not up to their standard running the football. There's no two ways about it. We just documented in the opening segment the quarterback's role in it, and it certainly goes far beyond that. Look, they're averaging 5.5 yards per carry on first down. If you just look at that number overall. You know, it's in the top five in the league, and you'd say that's pretty good. But when you drill down on down and distance and first down carries, you know, when you're in plus territory, the 30 you're in, it's been a problem. You know, this is a team that's usually off the charts in rushing EPA. Their True Media has them all the way down. I mean, they've got them 12th.
No, all the way
12th.
Down.
Like, that's not where we're accustomed to seeing them. There haven't been the preponderance of explosive runs in years past. And if not for the few they've had, these numbers would look significantly worse. It's also worth noting, and I think this number is going to be one to continue monitoring without Bateman and without a deep ball presence. They're seeing an eight-man box 34% of the time. That is top four in the NFL, and I don't think that's going away. You know, red zone rushing touchdowns, they are all the way down at 22nd in the NFL, which is six red zone rushing touchdowns. Remember, Derrick Henry last year was good for a touchdown a game, and most of those were – in the red zone. Yes. There were the occasional 70-yarder, but most of that was finishing drives on the ground.
He was automatic.
In the red zone. That's just not who they are. Last year, they were number one team in the league when you look at percentage of their runs that go for 5 yards or more. This year, they're 13th. So this is not what it usually looks like.
It's completely different than last year. And we said all offseason that wasn't going to happen again. A 30-year-old running for over 1,900 yards and rushing for almost 6 yards per carry. But if you're looking for a glass half full here, Henry's been a lot better in this five-game stretch than the first five-game stretch. He had 317 yards in the first five-game stretch. And in three of the last five games, he's ran for over 100 yards. But when you drill down on more of the numbers when it comes to Derrick Henry, the red zone, you can go back to that, where he's more rush attempts than yards. And also something that jumped out to me, guys, where Henry was the closer for them last year, where in the fourth quarter they had a lead, the opposing team knew the Ravens were going to run the football, and the defense couldn't stop it. This year, in terms of yards per carry, 3.7 yards per carry in the fourth quarter. That's the lowest in any quarter for Henry this year.
I feel like some of this is machismo. And what I mean by that is the Ravens, and Monk knows this because last year he did it, and the year before they had success with it. In situations where you knew the Ravens were going to run the football, short yardage, they're like, we're going to put our hat on your hat, and we're going to push you forward, and we're going to get that yard. And more often than not, they did.
Of course.
In those situations this year, they never get it.
Well, third and fourth and one conversion rate, they're 25th in the NFL. So they're not bullying people. That's the opposite. They're getting bullied. They're getting pushed back. Cool. And they keep leaning into the idea that because we got a 300-pound fullback and because we have Lamar Jackson, and because we have a 260-pound running back, we're going to be able to get it. But they can't.
Guys,
I mean, they put the game away on a gadget play with Mark Andrews.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Awesome play call. Really awesome play call. The only reason they ran that is because they stink in short yardage, and they needed to do something kind of gimmicky. And it was a great play call, perfectly executed. Give them a ton of credit. But if it was last year, they're not running that play call. They don't need to.
No, and you saw it Sunday in short yard. Like, they were 1-for-4 in the red zone, and it would seem like on first down every time. You were talking about it yesterday. You were yelling with Mateo, run, pass. They'd hand the ball off to Henry, and he'd get stopped for no gain or a half-yard loss every time.
Well, and look, I think they're going to have to play with more pace. I've been saying that forever, and they need Justice Hill back. And then just one other reason why I've been calling since probably week three for more diversity in the run game, because I do think this guy is hitting the wall a little bit, and this isn't going to be a year where Lamar runs for 1,000 yards, and this offensive line does suck. Guess which team is dead last as a team in tackle avoid percentage?
Ravens.
Gonna say the Ravens.
10.6%. Dead last as a team. And that's not Derrick Henry. And they probably need to win. They've been running the ball up the middle quite a bit and not doing it very well all year, especially when they really need it in those third and fourth and short situations. I think they need to win more on the outside, and they probably need to win more on the outside with people who don't have 3,000 career carries under their belt.
Well, it's very clear, and especially going back to the red zone, Derrick Henry running up the gut, that's just not happening. And they did it repeatedly against Cleveland, especially late in that football game, and you're getting nothing. It was going nowhere.
They face a Jets team on Sunday, and Trevion Henderson ran all over them. Now, their Patriots offensive line is better than the Ravens offensive line, and the Jets did just trade Quinn and Williams from the middle of their defensive line. So it'll be curious to see what that looks like coming Sunday.
Yeah, it's amazing. Last year, second in the NFL, 25.3% tackle avoidance rate. This year, 10.3%, worst in the NFL.
You might need to
switch some things up.
Coming up next, we have wrapped up Week 11 in the National Football League with the Cowboys' win over the Raiders last night, and we'll look back at some of the big games. Obviously, the Eagles beat the Lions. We'll hear from Dan Campbell. The Rams outlast the Seahawks. Hear from Sean McVay. It's League at Large next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's here on The Fan.
Yeah, well, we, you know, once we got down there, a couple of scores, that makes it a little more difficult. But, I mean, certainly try to max protect a little bit more. That can help, you know. Now you don't get as many guys out, but that's one way to do it, you know. We just, you know, there again, we just couldn't get going.
So this one bothered me Sunday night, Jason. Lions, that was Dan Campbell talking about Jared Goff being constantly pressured. And he only was sacked twice, but they were all over him the whole game. The Lions were 0 for 5 on fourth downs. And, you know, maybe I'm biased. My nephew Dylan's a huge Lions fan. Wyman Industries went to the game in Philly Sunday. And I feel like Dan Campbell had a plot going into the game that he thought he was going to need touchdowns. Yes. And that's not the way the game was going, yet he still felt like he needed to go get touchdowns. And instead of taking the points over and over again, they went for it and didn't get close to converting. And frankly, they blew a game they had a chance to steal because they didn't take points on numerous opportunities.
Well, I will say this. He was at the forefront of this. This was part of his MO when he took over as a knee-biting head coach.
Sure.
He had been an interim before, but as a full-time head coach. So he's not a Johnny-come-lately to this. It's not forcing
it's who he
something.
Is.
It's not, hey, now I'm a tough guy that I, you know, I've won a bunch of NFL games. Now I'm a tough guy. This is his thing, and it's won them a lot of games. Now, given where they are right now with him having to take over the offense, and, you know, maybe them not having the smoothest season in the world and him losing both coordinators. I don't know if he didn't trust his defense. Mm. I don't know if he overvalued Philadelphia's ability to move the ball on him.
Because their offense is not good.
But yeah, it was a miscalculation. But you know how it is. Once you do it a couple times, then it's like, well, if I don't keep doing it, then I'm changing my spots or I'm showing I don't believe in them anymore. Am I? And he also just took over the offense. So, like,
yeah.
He's calling the play. So he's probably thinking, all right, that wasn't the best play call. This next time, I'm going to get us over the hump. If it's still Morton calling the plays,
but
maybe
Jason,
he would have said, hey, we're not going for it.
Sometimes don't you adjust to the game flow, though?
I'm not justifying it. I'm trying to explain his mindset.
I agree with you. He did it against San Francisco in the playoffs 2 years ago.
No, I think there's a time and place for everything. And when you get in these playoff-type situations and you get into this time of the year where it's a dome team, but guess what? It's not always a great night for pitch and catch. It can be really windy on the East Coast that weekend. And maybe you should just take the chip shot field goal or whatever. Like, maybe you should force them to have to chase points a little more. Like, I'm not exonerating him. I'm just saying... Mm. I'm also not surprised.
Yeah.
The most surprising thing is that, yes, the Eagles are a great defense. And yes, they're healthier up front in their front seven than they've been in a long time. But when you've got Sonic and Knuckles and that O-line, and yeah, they're a little beat up. But still, you do think you can, like, I can understand why you think I got 10 plays that could work here. No. It turned out
they couldn't find Amon-Ra to save their lives.
No, they didn't have any that could work.
Yeah.
Yeah, there just has to be a recalibration at some point. You're not asking him to change his stripes and be this uber conservative coach moving forward, but what needs to be done to win the game that night? And the Eagles were just coming off a game against the Packers in which their offense struggled mightily. They were struggling that night. You held them without a touchdown in the second half.
Eagles remind me a little of last year's Chiefs. They're exactly. Not pretty, but yeah. they're winning all these one-score games.
8-2.
Are they the best team in the best record? Are they the best team in the NFC right now?
No. Not for me. And I know they beat the Rams head-to-head.
They seem to own
and
the Rams.
And they seem to have their number. But I can remember everybody told me Shanahan had McVay's number, and then he beat him in the playoffs. So, and then he went on and won a Super Bowl. And remind me, how many Super Bowl rings does Kyle Shanahan have?
He has zero.
How many Super Bowl games has he had a lead in and blown?
That would be two.
Yeah. And look, who's to say that that game, even with the head-to-head, that game's not played in the perfect conditions of that quasi-dome and not in Philadelphia in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're the best team, but they're really good at winning games and winning games in different ways. And I think that defense is pretty ferocious.
So let's get to the Rams. They beat the Seahawks 21-19. They picked off Sam Darnold four times.
They got his number.
Sean McVay talks about the big divisional win.
Hats off to our group finding a way. Obviously, that's an excellent football team. They are very they get all the credit that they deserve. You could feel they were a physical, tough football team. I can't say enough about what a great job our defense did to be able to get four interceptions. Cam Kitchens, Darius Williams, Kobe Durant, stop after stop. What a job by Ethan Evans to be able to pin him inside deep at the end right there, forcing them to have to go the length of the field to even get in position to kick a field goal. And then, man, what a great opportunity for us to be able to learn some things offensively. We started off the game, thought we started off pretty well, ended up only having three plays in the second quarter, had some things that we can really learn from in terms of early down efficiency. You get behind the sticks against a great defense like that, but we're never going to apologize for finding ways to be able to win. This is a resilient group. Love what I saw from our defense. I thought special teams made their plays and did an excellent job, you know, with the five times that we did have to punt, and there's going to be some learning opportunities that we can have, but I'm grateful to be a part of this team. I love the way that they just stay connected. They stay together. They're never out of the fight. And, defense and special teams did an excellent job and made enough plays offensively. I thought Kyren ran really well. Started off the game. Then we kind of got into a lull. Had some guys kind of get banged up. But it's a great defense. They did a great job. And we'll learn from it and take it from there.
Could listen to him all day. Yeah. Friend of the show, Sean McVay, has made multiple appearances. This was a defensive game. The Rams really didn't move the ball great. It's because the Seahawks defense played well, but the Seahawks moved the ball up and down the field, and then Sam Darnold gave them the ball four times.
He only wanted to throw the ball to two guys. So, like that, you know, they go out and get Shaheed, and it was just Smith and Jigba and the Brenner. That was it. Like, he wasn't looking at anywhere. Like, you could kind of figure out he really is only trusting two guys here.
Yeah.
And they had to chase the game. So they you knew they were going to scrap the run game, and they're a pass first team anyway. And I think the Rams had a pretty good bead on where the ball was going and who it was going to. And they're the first team in a long time to really hold Smith and Jigba down. I think that team is in Sam Darnold's head a little bit. And it's the Sam Darnold story. Like when it
big games. Yeah.
By the way, the Rams own the Falcons' first round pick.
Yeah.
Just a reminder.
Eighth overall right now.
Yeah, and the Falcons are going to be without Michael Penix for the rest of the year. He's got it's the other knee. But a knee injury.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So Rams, they went from F them picks to we'll take your picks. And they've reset pretty well.
There's no moral victories in this league, Jason. But I can't help but come out of that game impressed with Seattle and the fact that their defense really shut down the Rams. The Rams, they were 2-for-11 on third down. You were -3.
Stafford threw for like 130 yards.
Yeah,
he's been doing that in the first quarter.
Yeah. You were -3 on the road and still had an opportunity to steal this game.
Quickly, let's get to the Chiefs and Broncos. I think we all thought the Chiefs were going to find a way to win this football game. And instead, the Broncos found a way to win this football game. And the Chiefs, they're 500. Like
They haven't been 500 this late in the season since 2014.
Yeah, pre-Mahomes.
Yeah. No, I think they've got issues. I think they clearly have issues, and the quarterback is not having his best season, and this was a year where they really needed him to have his best season. And Rice catches a lot of balls. They just don't go anywhere. They still don't have explosives downfield. The offensive line and whatever's going on there is a problem. Now we've got Reed kind of intimating that Mahomes is checking out of too many runs.
Yes.
It was trouble in paradise there in a way you don't usually see. Oh, yeah. And Chris Jones is no longer special. And, you know, Carlottis is a nice player, but he's not a game wrecker. So they're having trouble getting turning people over and getting enough tackles for loss and momentum changing plays out of their defense. It's a really good defense, but they don't get a lot of pressure, and it's a bend don't break kind of thing. And the other team can hold the ball. And look, the Chiefs did it a different way a few years ago, but you could run the numbers. When they got heavy and ran with Pacheco, it was a thing.
Yeah.
They don't have
since he got hurt,
efficiency
he hasn't been the same
in their run game anymore. That O-line, and he would bring in the extra, he'd bring in two tight ends and the extra offensive lineman, and they could bludgeon you with Pacheco. They don't have the ability to do that anymore.
Sunday was the first time where I've got the thought, this might be different for them. Where that was a game that years past
They win.
It was there for the taking.
They win. And Reed coming off a bye, and now you're at 500. And as crazy as it is, and I'm not saying they are going to miss the playoffs, but right now it gets tough because you look at the current wild card landscape. Jacksonville beat them head to head. Buffalo beat them head to head. The Chargers won the first matchup. They're not going to win a ton of tiebreakers when it gets down to it. They got to go on a run.
Ravens will be back on the practice field getting ready for the Jets tomorrow. Is we'll be interesting what that injury report looks like when they're on the field tomorrow. Alas, we'll get back to the Ravens in a bit, but we all love going to concerts, don't we? I love live music.
Absolutely.
Jason has something to say about concert etiquette next here on The Fan. We don't agree on much, but I think we all agree on the fact that we love live music.
Absolutely.
And we love going to concerts.
Yep.
Our musical tastes might be different, but the live music experience is what we love. So with that, Jason, I will cede the floor to you.
By the way, Ben, could we go from the Clash to the Misfits, please? So, yeah, I think that, especially as this world becomes more, sort of computerized and pre-programmed and whatever, one of the few real creative human-to-human experiences that you can have in a communal fashion, right, is going to see live music, even if some of that music is pre-programmed with keyboards and et cetera. The presentation of it all, the acknowledgement of one's gifts, I don't know. I think it's kind of a there's a certain sanctity to that. Now, I'm not going to get crazy about it, but if people pay money to see a band and – even if it's a small venue, there's always generally an area where there might be a bar. And if you're at, let's say, the Auto Bar, where I was on Saturday, then that's to the back. And then there's a smaller, or I mean, I don't know, a decent-sized area where there's a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an area for people to stand. And there's a few seats above.
Any mosh pit?
No, it's not the point. So they've got signs everywhere. No slam dancing. No stage diving. But this was not that sort of concert.
Okay.
So it's Evan Dando and the Lemonheads, and then there's a singer-songwriter who's opening up for them, who kind of reminded me of a younger Emmylou Harris.
Oh.
So she's performing. I get there a little bit, maybe 15 minutes in. I go right around the stage, stand there. There's a lot of people standing. You could tell immediately she's really talented. I felt like she's kind of holding the audience a little bit, and even she ended up responding a few times during the show, like, wow, like, I don't always get this response. Like, this is really cool. And there's a group of five guys just chatting their faces off, like, behind me, and I move a little bit, and then somebody else comes in and, like, joins where they are, and now there's even more people talking, and it's like, all you would have to do is go 2 feet behind you, go up some steps, and there's literally a bar where, like, people are ordering drinks and, like, chatting. I don't understand why, like, and I don't know this woman. I didn't come there to see this woman. I don't know any of her songs. But you can tell she's pretty talented, and there's an appreciation for that, and there must be a reason why Evan Dando wanted her to go on tour. I don't know why you have to talk while the person's performing there, and if you really feel the need to do it, like, you could do that outside and have a smoke break and come back in with your wristband, or you could just stand by the bar. I don't know why you would have to congregate around where this person is performing and then kind of yell at each other for 2 and 3 minutes at a time during the performance. Again, I get it. She's not the main attraction. She's not the reason people are there. But, like, am I crazy? Like, wouldn't you just respect sort of that space? Like, I don't know why we're having a conversation above whisper level while somebody's performing, whether she's the main reason you went there or he's the main reason you went there or not.
How loud were they talking?
Yeah, was this affecting your ability to listen?
They're having like an ongoing, like, they're having, I don't know, I mean, they're talking about BS. I mean, it's not like, they're not solving some huge dilemma. It wasn't like this was an important conversation. They just decided, and this has happened, I've been to a lot of concerts lately. Like, this has happened more than, like, I sort of expected, and maybe it's just one more sign of sort of the deterioration of social norms, and humans don't know how to act around humans anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, it just struck me as, and she didn't say anything about it, and nobody said anything about it. I don't think she ever would say anything about it, because, again, she's not the reason they came there. But if you could tell that enough people, a couple hundred people, are paying attention to what's going on here, I just don't know why that's the forum right there on the floor by the stage to have this big group conversation. Like, it's not your work happy hour. Like, it kind of reminded me of people at the Oriole game standing up and having conversations in the aisle.
I remember
like,
that.
I feel like these are the same kind of people. Like, probably. This is interrelated. And I feel like these people, and yeah, I'm shaming them. Like, I feel like it's growing.
You know who you are.
I feel like it's becoming, like, more, to them, more okay to just do their thing and not be aware of, like, their surroundings.
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of just view in their bubble and not really realize, you know.
I feel like there might be a gray area at the smaller venue, because like now all these bars have bands that play, and of course.
But no, this isn't like some cover band. Like, everybody spent like $50 to go see the Lemonheads. Yeah. Like, it's a concert. It's a full-on concert. You could go upstairs. There's a bar upstairs and there's a DJ.
Yeah.
And like, you can knock yourself out there. But like, no, this was people going to that band, to that venue.
And they were louder than the
show. And they're louder than this
singer.
Gal performing.
Yeah, louder than the singer.
Or loud enough that like, it just... Why do you need to have a conversation while somebody's like, if you don't respect them enough to like want to hear, there's plenty of areas you can go and talk about your office BS. I don't know. It really pissed me off, but maybe it pissed me off more than it should have. Like, it could just be a me thing.
Wanting to get angry.
I doubt anybody else was there. If you were and you heard these four a-holes and you wanted to crack their heads together like I did, by all means, text in or call in. But I don't, like, I've been to going to concerts for a long time. Like, and this seems to me, like, I almost go now bracing for where's the a-hole going to be?
Now,
like, how many a-holes are there going to be? Like, how willing are they going to be just even if I'm, like,
by the way,
look, when, to just keep going?
That begs a question. If you're at a concert and you don't see the a-hole, are you the a-hole?
Good question.
No, I know concert etiquette. I'm not the a-hole.
When would you intervene? Because I'm assuming you did not.
No, like, I came really close, and, like, there was a period of time where, like, between songs as she's talking, like, I'm just staring daggers into one of them.
Yeah.
But I don't think, like, he had any idea.
No.
And they were still jibber-jabbering, so I don't think it mattered. And then eventually, I think they just, you know, one of them wanted another drink. And then
how long did this go on?
This went on for, like, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's a little
ridiculous. Like, multiple songs. Like, they were, like, they didn't care. And they didn't think they had to respect this person or anybody who might be interested in, like, being able to hear this person without having to hear their conversation at the same time. Again, whether that was the main reason you were there or not.
Interesting.
So, anyway, that's all I got.
Did it ruin your experience?
No. I mean, it just... I
how was Evan Dando?
He was awesome. He was,
see
as
him
sober as I've ever seen him. He was awesome.
I saw him with you, didn't I? Yeah.
Were they talking... Well, obviously they moved. You said they got a drink, but they did not come back down when the Lemonheads were playing.
I mean, if they did, they weren't talking during that.
All right.
But he also, I mean, they were pretty loud.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she was like, you know, a couple of amps and an acoustic, well, an electric guitar. But like, it was more like intimate.
Much bigger production.
Or like it was stripped down to the point where, you having a conversation is going to get on everybody's nerves because everybody's going to hear it.
That's funny. I heard their version, or the Lemonheads version, of Mrs. Robinson driving around this morning, taking the kids to school. So, and you just saw him, what, this weekend?
Saturday.
Yeah. Coming up next, some bounce back, fall back, bone asses questions we answer. How'd we do last time? We'll find out next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.